Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Enlighten Network's 30 Minutes of Wisdom call today. This is Robin Blank Mascari. I'm calling in from Bozeman, Montana, and I want to thank everyone for joining us here on our live call or on the replay. Gregory and I started these regular weekly calls as our way of paying it back, or actually really paying it forward, for all the amazing people we've been blessed to meet and wisdom we have learned and resources that we've been exposed to over the years and decades. Our intention with these Friday morning 30-minute of wisdom calls is actually to create a safe space where people from all professions, backgrounds, and companies can come together and learn from some of the most forward-thinking authors, speakers, trainers, enlightened beings, and be exposed to some of the best resources in the world today. So this time, I want to get things started and introduce our speaker today. And our topic is actually a technology topic called Audio Acrobat. It is a fabulous technology. And we have with us today the co-founder of Audio Acrobat. It's an audio and video broadcasting service started in 2004, and I remember hearing about it before it got started, and now it's in 150 countries worldwide. So our speaker today is a serial pioneer. He is an entrepreneur pioneer. He started and managed several successful businesses using computer technologies with gaming, databases, and publishing content for over 30 years. He's got an MBA from the American Graduate School of International Management in Phoenix, and he's in the register of Who's Who and Executives in Business. And I started using this technology years ago and instantly fell in love with it because it was so easy, and I was able to share great information of personal and professional resources so easily. You know, many of you are doing such great work in the world and want to capture some important information and share it. So today we're going to learn about how to share it in emails and web pages and audio and video and how easy it can be. So when I was speaking with our speaker today, what was really touching to me is where this company is coming from is they want each of us to be spending our precious time and resources doing what's most important and giving our gifts and value to the world and not getting caught up in the drudgery of unnecessary time battling with technology and doing things that are not our gifts, but having resources to share what's important. So it is my pleasure to introduce the co-founder and truly tireless servant, morning, noon, and night, David Barrett. Welcome, David.
Welcome, and thank you very much, Robin, for your very kind words, and I appreciate being here.
Well, it's, you know, when we started these calls, this is one of the things I had on my list immediately because I have used it and loved it so much. Could you share, David, you know, a little bit, and we'll get into the specific services in a minute, but how did Audio Acrobat actually get started?
Well, it's like all things, you know, sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night with this thought in your head and say, and boing, you know, the Eureka event, we often call it, but no, if we go back and really look back at the history books on Audio Acrobat, my wife, Pat Lynch, she is an inveterate and, you know, stalwart in the field of issues for women and giving women a greater voice throughout the world. And, you know, oftentimes we would have our little midnight chatters about where the world was going. And at that time in 2004, she said, you know, I really would like to put something together that would allow women to broadcast their voice. So that was the whole tenor of the seeds for Audio Acrobat. And by the luck of the draw, you know, being in the computer industry and technology for years and years and years, we came across a very talented group of programmers, and we got together and explained that here's what we'd like to do. And they said, well, you know, which was very typical of most programmers, they said, oh, we could do that.
They didn't tell you how long it would take and how much of a cost, though, right?
I just said, well, we could do that. So I said, well, gosh, this is cool. So We started in May of 2004, putting together and scoping out the functions of Audio Acrobat, and in September we actually had a very quiet launch, testing it out with a specific group of people, and had the official launch in October that year. And we just worked really, really hard, because the initial thrust of Audio Acrobat was to allow people to create radio shows. And what was really interesting in our involvement of Audio Acrobat is that coaches and teachers were beginning to say, well, you guys can record phone calls. And a coach, recording a phone call for a coach at that time was an expensive proposition, because most recording services using phones would charge you $30 or $40 a pop to get that done. Here we were at $19.95 a month, and you can record as many calls as you like. So that became a groundbreaking and kind of a tipping point, so to speak, of a service that, hey, you can do a lot of this at any time. So it opened up the entire niche of the coaching world, allow coaches to record calls between themselves and their clients. And then it just snowballed. It went into different fields, not only radio broadcasting, recording interviews and the like, but it also became a tool to gather information and feedback, recording calls, testimonials, putting players and other types of things on your websites, emailing people with information, tips, and the like. So it morphed into a business that we thought at first was going to be more in the radio broadcasting side, but more than that.
It's way more than that. And I, you know, like I said, I've been using it for years, and I love that I can record something and send it an email like in literally minutes or seconds almost, and I'm not tech savvy at all, so I love that. So could you share, David, really, how is Audio Acrobat different? Because there's so much technology out there, and you know, some of us get dizzy trying to, you know, weed through what this is and what that is and what do we really need, and how does it really, what's different about what else is out there?
You know, that's a very good question. And a lot of seminars and presentations I've done all over the country over the years, people have asked me that question. And when we started out in 2004, Robin, there was probably three or four, well, I take that back, about a half a dozen, rounded off, a half a dozen companies out there that competed in our space in some form or another. Maybe not with all the features, but, you know, generally speaking. I would guess right now, if I looked back, we're probably having probably two or three of those companies are still left. It's gotten very competitive out there, and of course the economics of the world have changed dramatically. And if I had to state more than anything why Audio Acrobat's success, and knock on wood, when you've been in business for almost 8 years, that's, you know, infinity in the world of the internet. If I had to state one thing that made it feasible for us to carry on and go forward and still be alive, would be the fact that we have a culture here at our company that where we insist on interacting with our customer base in a proactive sense, day by day, month by month. We have active training classes. We know most of our members worldwide. That's quite interesting. After training 60,000 people on how to broadcast, you think, why? How do these guys do this? Well, you know, it's just the culture is to maintain that contact, that relationship. And so many computer people or technologists today take for granted that. They put something up on the website, oh, it's here, good luck with it, and this, you know, if you have any issues, well, you email us, and we'll get back to you when we can. That's typically the attitude. And we try to strive to say, hey, if someone really needs an issue or question answered, we'll call them up and say, hey, look, I understand you're having some difficulty here. We'll help you out. Or if they call us, they can talk to us. We have phone, you know, they're able to call us by phone. And, of course, we have regular training classes. I would say that has been pivotal for us. It's been the strong point in why we have been successful and maintain that success over 8 years being in business.
Wow. Well, I will vouch for that, being a customer and part of my I'll be really honest about this. Incentive of having you on was to up my level of utilizing these great services. And every time I've reached out for support, it's almost amazing. Well, it's amazing, and it's refreshing at how quickly I've had feedback and gotten what I needed, like almost immediately. And so now it's time to really get into discussing and sharing what are some of these features that people can, you know, really expect from Audio Acrobat. What are, you know, could you describe some of those?
Sure.
My favorite part.
Probably our hallmark feature is the ability to record a call. And when we came out with this feature, when we first started, the ability to record a call using three-way calling has been one of the most flexible things that we offer. For example, Robin, you may get in touch with a celebrity or an expert or someone that you would like to interview to put on your blog page. You call that person up. You get them on the phone. And then you three-way Audio Acrobat to eavesdrop and listen to the call, and you record that interview of that conversation, and then you can have it up on your website very, very quickly. That has been a hallmark feature of ours. The beauty of three-way calling is that, you know, you don't have to hook up to a conference call system. You can call that person direct. And tongue-in-cheek, and, you know, I often joke with people. I've said, have you ever tried to call a celebrity or an expert and get them on the phone and say, hello there, Brad Pitt, or hello, some famous, or Meryl Streep, I'd like to interview you. Oh, by the way, I need you to go to this conference call system and put this access code in there.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to say, whoa. What? Whereas if you get them on the phone with Audio Acrobat, you know, you simply three-way Audio Acrobat in, and then it's done. It's finished. It's, you know, you don't have to redirect them to anything else. So that's been a very, very powerful way to connect and do impromptu interviews quickly and fast. And another thing is that once you get this recording, you can actually get it ready and position it on your blog page and web pages very, very quickly. So that's been a really cool thing with Audio Acrobat. So you have that particular group of features, and then it gets even better beyond that. You know, we have video, and recently we added new features where you can customize and brand video. We even have players, those players that play, pause, stop on your website that you can change and customize with colors and things like that. We've always had those features. And then, of course, the ability to record testimonials. Many times, I'm sure you've had this happen where somebody will write you this really nice little email saying, gosh, I really enjoyed this wonderful experience with you. And even though it was written and you see the beauty of the words there, there's nothing more powerful than that person actually saying what they really feel with their own voice. You catch the emotion. So that's what we call a testimonial recording. So we have telephone numbers that you can give to other people and say, hey, call this number. Tell us what you really think. And you'd be surprised what other ways those testimonial lines are used for feedback, comments, and things like that. And then, of course, we have features where you can play back recordings. And in a lot of our training classes, particularly teachers, I'll never forget this, Rob, and this is an interesting story because I had a teacher call me. I said, Dave, you know, I'm an educator and I'm a teacher. I have one really big issue out there. I don't really know if anybody's listening to these recordings. You know, if I have a student and the student says they listen to it, I really don't know whether that student's telling me the truth or not.
Wow.
I said, well, I've got a plan for you. And I said, we have this wonderful feature called a sizzle line. It's a telephone number. Get your students to call that. And they can listen to your tips and advice. And then at the end, they can record a response. That way you know whether they've actually listened to your educational advice. And she said, wow, that's a good idea. And I said, yeah, that is a good idea. And so we have that feature, and then we also have the ability to create web pages under themselves. We call them landing pages. So many people are out there marketing stuff all over the world, and they say, well, I like to promote my book, or I like to promote my service, but at the same time, I would like to build a community. I'd like to capture leads, because with leads and contacts, I can further the building of my community and perhaps engage in commerce. And, of course, we have those tools as well. So we have all kinds of things that you can use in terms of, you know, the features and the stuff that you can use to build community, build business, and the like. And what's really curious, and we get this all the time, is that when people begin to use these tools and they see the results, particularly when we have our training classes and we show them all the advanced things they can really get involved, they say, wow, this is kind of cool.
So I know for myself, the feature that I use is I'll record a conference call or a training or a coaching session or something, and then I can immediately send it back to that person that I've been speaking with, and they get instant feedback in a recording that is not a huge file on their email or an MP3, so it can come in several different mediums, true?
That's correct. I mean, you can send out a file where people can listen to it at their desktop, or you can send out a link to permit them to download and put it on their iPhones, their iPods, their portable devices, and they can carry that recording with them. So the flexibility of how you deliver your message is really awesome, actually, because you do it so many different ways. Not only that, you can embed it on a website. You can direct people to go to your website. That actually increases your traffic dramatically because people go on your website to listen. Because many people find players irresistible. They'll see it on a web page and say, well, what's this all about? It's a video and audio. I think I'll either watch or listen. And then the word spreads virally. They begin to say, wow, this is pretty interesting. And then they'll send a link to their friends or they'll post it to their social media networks.
There's a whole nother direction of things, isn't there?
Yes, indeed.
And you guys are doing social media work too, aren't you?
That is correct.
Could you share a little bit about that?
Yes. An interesting study just recently on Kleiner Perkins. Kleiner Perkins is a very, very well-respected venture capital firm, and on their site they have this section called Insights, and there's a series of studies there. And what was interesting in this latest study done in October was that if you compare the amount of users on the Internet versus users in social media, there is no comparison. In fact, the vast majority of the web today, people who are on the web, are in social media. And Facebook in particular, 800 million people are using Facebook as a way to develop community or to way to communicate with friends and associates, whatever. It's an amazing service in its own right. Twitter is very, very similar. We love Twitter for that reason as well. So if you think about all these millions of people going into these networks and they are interested in content, interviews and whatever, well, we've adapted Audio Acrobat to be able to publish audio and campaign inside social media networks.
Wow.
And that adds a whole new dimension of taking media into those networks, yes.
And, you know, I know that some people have really jumped into social media. Some people are tiptoeing. Some people aren't quite ready. Mm-hmm. And it's here to stay. It's not going away. And to make friends with it and to find places like Audio Acrobat that can help us make it a shorter, easier learning curve, friendlier learning curve.
Yes. One of the things about social media, too, Robin, is that it's a superb place for activism.
Wow.
As you know, Egypt and other places all over the world, activism is springing up, and, the world's going to be an awful better place when you have community coming together and saying, hey, I think there's some change that needs to occur here. And I think there's some things that we need to take a closer look at. In fact, when I look at my own social media account, which I don't have that many. This is just me personally, not Audio Acrobat. I see a lot of things. People are expressive about a lot of things that are really bothering them, how the government reacts, what's going on in the world, and things like that. And this is a perfect avenue where, whether you look at Audio Acrobat, particularly the sizzle lines, where you go in and you say, hey, everybody, I've got a message here. Tell me what I need your feedback. They listen to it and they get the feedback. You get the feedback from this audience out there that's just dying to express themselves.
You know, the two things about express themselves, plus, you know, media can be used in so many ways, and our world is changing so much, and you keep talking about community, and I love that. And people are wanting to connect with like-minded people and cause what a lot of people are hearing about is this evolutionary consciousness shift. And so to find people easily that are sharing good news, you know, that can go viral, that can make that shift, and that this is such a powerful way that's so simple. In just a few minutes, you can change someone's life with a healthy, forward-focused, positive message. And so there, when you find something great, to share it and to make sharing easy, which is truly my love about Audio Acrobat, and because I love to share, and when I come across something, I don't have to put it on a to-do list. I can just get it done. And how long does it take someone to learn? I mean, I know myself, but and I'll confess, I didn't even go through the training, and I can do it. So if someone does the training, what's possible?
Well, we try to gauge our audience based on skill sets and what they feel good at. Because here's what an interesting statistic. A surprisingly large amount of people coming to the web today, either on social media networks, and this is especially in social media networks, and coming into the world today onto the web, are in the age group of 50 plus. And a surprising amount, if you skew the numbers and look at the bell curve of people coming in, you'll see a tremendous amount of people coming into the web in that 55 to 60 plus area. Now, a lot of these people have never been on a computer, to any real significant degree. They may have done emails and things like that, but they haven't really used their technology to expand and move on into other levels, whether it's commerce or otherwise. And with the economy giving us all hiccups here and the uncertainty, and of course in that age group in particular, where you have their economic environment being disturbed by any number of things, they're looking for ways to increase their revenue income, and so they're looking for avenues to do that. So we're seeing this demographic piling in, and it's not the young people as much. I mean, young people are out there, and they're certainly interested, but it's that demographic in that plus area that's really shocking us. And they're saying, gee, I would like to learn. And after 60,000 trainings for the last 8 years, you're seeing this huge interest. And some of them are coming in with I want to learn. I have no clue what to do here. All I know is there's this computer, and I know this is a browser. I'm not sure what it is. And I know I can flop around the Internet doing this and that, whatever, but that's what I've been doing prior. But I need to know more. So we indulge our audience with giving these training classes. They're all totally free. And we start off basic, and then we get more advanced, and we get more advanced. Here is a very interesting story. I have to tell this because I tell it oftentimes. I had a lady years ago. She is now in her late 60s, probably early 70s now. Let's go back maybe 6 or 7 years now. And she came in, and she said to me, she said, Dave, I have no clue what I'm doing. Absolutely none. But I know you have these training classes. Can I take these training classes? And I said, absolutely. Can I take them as many times as I want? Absolutely. Well, she took the training classes 7 times in a row. Halfway through, at the third or fourth class, she said, I hope you don't mind me asking questions. I said, absolutely. Ask as many questions as you like. And she asked a lot of questions. And at the end of the seventh training class, she said, I'm done here. I think I know what to do here. And she went on, and she went to create her radio classes. She went on to develop her community. She ran out broadcasting. And to this day, after almost 7 years with us, she is online doing all that stuff, having started out with not knowing a thing and just being, hey, I just need to find out and take all the training classes and take them as many times as you like.
That's so beautiful. And I think, you know, you're sharing something so important because we need to get healthy, good information out and have it be easy for people that have this technology barrier in their head. And I know that, you know, when we were speaking, you mentioned that there's a lot of people that want a web presence, and you also help people with that get connected to an international community. And I know our time is kind of tight, but could you briefly talk about that, and then we'll share how people can learn, get a free trial?
Yes, indeed. We have long believed, and you stated this at the beginning of this class here, and this is really something that I have long wanted to do with our members. And I state this in the case of a story, because on the phone the other day we had mentioned to you that we had a lady that's been with us a long time, known her well, and she called me from the airport, and she was very distraught, and very distraught. She said, "Dave, my virtual assistant left me and bailed out on me. I had this project running, and here I'm in the airport. I'm traveling, and I really want to do my business, and you're trying to do this technology thing, and it's just driving me nuts." And she was very, very sad. She said, "I mean, there's not enough time in the day. You know, I want to really make it successful." And I said, "Look, you know, I've been thinking about this same issue myself, because that's all we do here, but that's what we're in the business of doing. But for you, you should be focusing on building your community, doing business, and all those things without having to spend a huge part of your day trying to figure out technology, and particularly on your own." And I said, "I have a plan. We're going to create these satellite sites of various content categories. Now, you as an audio acrobat can come in and put your content on there, and your audio and your video files, your sizzle line phone numbers and all that stuff, and it is our responsibility to make sure that those content sites are going to be known all over the world so that you can spend time working where it's important."
How long does that take to get set up?
We are actually setting up a couple of these a month.
Mm-hmm.
These sites are optimized for social media, the new HTML5 stuff, which allows people to look at these sites through their portable devices. You know, the mobile technology world is growing rapidly. You know, people have iPads and iPhones and Android phones and the like, and you can do all kinds of stuff on that nowadays. So we're gearing up for this huge shift in technology to those mobile platforms, and so that it makes it easy for people to connect. You know, I have an iPhone, Robin, and, you know, it's funny. The thing blips me all the time when somebody's posting on my Facebook, and I'm communicating oftentimes, you know. And it's really quite fun because you get to communicate with family. I mean, my Facebook is primarily my family and my friends, but we have also one for Audio Acrobat. But, you know, you can imagine, "Hey, Dave, how you doing? Happy birthday," or whatever. And what an ingenious way to be in contact with people, you know.
You've just made it so easy. So as an Audio Acrobat customer, I can have a web presence how quickly?
You can have a web presence in terms of Audio Acrobat. And
yes.
If you did nothing else, you can have a web presence in minutes using our feature called Audio Notes.
Wow.
Just in minutes.
Wow.
And it's just like creating a blog. On the other hand, with our satellite sites, you can once we start announcing that coming up, and we have a few coming up, we'll let you know, our members know about that. You can start posting content right on that very quickly.
Okay. Let's get to the meat and potatoes here. If someone wants to try Audio Acrobat, what do they do?
Okay. They simply log in. And I encourage everybody to use Robin's affiliate link, because we do have an affiliate program. And that's the way the community is chained together. So, Robin, you have people you know. So in your case, it would be en.audioacrobat.com is where people would go to credit you for this wonderful experience through Audio Acrobat. And everybody has that ability. And we also teach classes on how to build affiliate revenue or income on that. So the meat and potatoes is, yes, anybody can sign up. You go to audioacrobat.com. And in this case, you would go to en.audioacrobat.com. That references Robin here. And sign up, you know, as Robin's referrals. And then in your case, if you take my training class, you can refer others yourself, people who sign up underneath you, Robin. Obviously, have that same luxury of communicating and reference other people. And what's
so
really interesting about
people can try this for 30 days free, correct?
Yes, indeed, 30 days for free. And there's only one thing you can't do on the 30-day free trial, and that's download audios to your computer. But you can publish links and players on websites and create sizzle lines and all that stuff, and also take advantage of our free training classes.
Great. Well, thank you. Any other brief final nuggets, David?
Nothing at all. And you know, if you have any people want to ask questions of me, I'm more than happy to answer any questions too.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This has been fabulous. I am newly inspired, as I knew I would be, to get myself in more training classes and utilize this incredible resource to be of support and get good information out, because I think everyone who joins us on these calls is doing great work in the world and has things to share, so I wanted to make sure they knew about Audio Acrobat. So briefly, I just wanted to remind everyone that this call will be on replay 24/7 until next Friday, and our resource center is open and receiving visitors all the time. If you go to enlightennetworking.com, all of the past weekly calls are up and running, and we'll be adding those every week. We're going to be doing that on a weekly basis. So we want to thank each of you for sharing with your friends. If people do register at the Enlightened Networking site, then they will receive notices of upcoming speakers and weekly calls. Next week, we have DeWitt Jones, and I keep wanting to share these people that have inspired me over the years that have made a huge contribution, and this man is one of them. As a National Geographic photographer for many years, he's now one of the most requested speakers on the circuit and has won all these great awards because of his ability to really inspire and touch people to focus on what's right in the world. And we'll be talking a little bit about vision next week, followed by Swami Beyondananda. Many of you know him from his columns and his speaking on the transforming power of humor, and many other wonderful people coming up in the near future. It's so fun for me because I keep inviting people and everyone says yes. And so I'm thrilled to share this with you. And at this time, we're going to complete our recording of our 30 Minutes Wisdom. And if you can stand by, David agreed to be on the phone for some Q&A for a few minutes. So stand by, please. And thank you all for being with us, whether you're live or on the recording.